100 Quotes by Adam Smith, narrated by Brad Carty. Science is the great antidote to the poison of enthusiasm and superstition. The first thing you have to know is yourself. A man who knows himself can step outside himself and watch his own reactions like an observer. All money is a matter of belief. The real tragedy of the poor is the poverty of their aspirations. Labor was the first price, the original purchase, money that was paid for all things. It was not by gold or by silver, but by labor that all wealth of the world was originally purchased. It is not by augmenting the capital of the country, but by rendering a greater part of that capital active and productive than would be otherwise so, that the most judicious operations of banking can increase the industry of the country. Happiness never lays a finger on its pulse. Consumption is the sole end and purpose of all production, and the interest of the producer ought to be attended to, only so far as it may be necessary for promoting that of the consumer. What can be added to the happiness of a man who is in health, out of debt, and has a clear conscience? Never complain of that of which it is at all times in your power to rid yourself. Humanity is the virtue of a woman, generosity that of a man. No complaint is more common than that of a scarcity of money. The propensity to truck, barter, and exchange one thing for another is common to all men and to be found in no other race of animals. As soon as the land of any country has all become private property, the landlords, like all other men, love to reap where they never sowed and demand a rent even for its natural produce. With the greater part of rich people, the chief enjoyment of riches consists in the parade of riches. On the road from the city of skepticism, I had to pass through the valley of ambiguity. Great ambition, the desire of real superiority, of leading and directing, seems to be altogether peculiar to man, and speech is the great instrument of ambition. Adventure upon all the tickets in the lottery, and you lose for certain. And the greater the number of your tickets, the nearer your approach to this certainty. This is one of those cases in which the imagination is baffled by the facts. Little else is requisite to carry a state to the highest degree of opulence from the lowest barbarism, but peace, easy taxes, and a tolerable administration of justice, all the rest being brought about by the natural course of things. Poor David Hume is dying fast, but with more real cheerfulness and good humor.